Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Dvaita Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Ajaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Hi, so. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vedanta Shastri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama Namaste Vidyaja Shri Govardhana Namaste Shri Chaitanya Shri So, since I've been sick for the last 6 days and taken all kinds of nasty tasting medicine, they say that laughter is the best medicine. And so I thought it would be nice this evening to take a different type of medicine, some of the humorous pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, written in the book of Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Nityananda Charitamrita. This is it's a wonderful book, which everybody should have a copy of. And it's got so many amazing, amazing pastimes. I have to be attentive to the fact that I got to turn it up. There we go. Okay. All right. So the first section we're going to read, complete with dramatic flair, is Chapter 5, The Eating Pastimes of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Lord Vishwambar went to the place of Lord Nityananda to invite him for lunch. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, Gosai, today kindly accept lunch at my house, but one thing you must remember, do not play and make mischief." Nityananda caught hold of both of his ears and chanted, "Vishnu, Vishnu." He continued to hold his ears, playing like a madman, and then he said, "You consider me to be a naughty boy. Actually, you're simply seeing everyone just as you see yourself." Saying this, both of them laughed with each other, embraced, and then went to Vishwambar's house, discussing Krishna along the way. When they reached the house, the relatives, headed by Gadadhar and others, welcomed them. They sat together inside the house. Ishan gave water for both Vishwambar and Nityananda to wash their feet. Then they sat for their lunch. A nice little side note about Ishan is that he's the family servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord used to call him Vadai. What does Vadai mean? And you're like, I know all of it. Oh, all right. So we'll let you off the hook. Some Sanskrit's your expertise. Anyway, Ishan lived in a Brahmin family and had taken initiation from Advaita Acharya. And he expressed to Advaita Acharya a great desire to want to serve him. Advaita Acharya instead decided to send him to the home of Sachimata and Vishwambar, and that he would serve there because at that time, Sachimata had just given birth. The Lord was a little baby and needed help around the house. And so Sachimata entrusted to Ishan many of the responsibilities for taking care of Lord Varunda. And Ishan stayed in the house looking after the Lord, and he tolerated all kinds of mischievous behavior from the Lord, as you can imagine. And after the Lord took sannyas, then he continued on. Of course, before that time, Jagannath Mishra passed away, and then after the Lord took sannyas, then he stayed and looked after Sachimata and Vishnupriya. And when the two of them left this world, Sachimata first, of course, and then Vishnupriya eventually, he returned to the house of Advaita Chakra. But later, Sita Thakurani said, no, you must go back to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's house, Sachimata's home, and take care of everything there, because many devotees will come and they'll want to know, and you have to tell them all the different activities that took place there, and, you know, like that. So he returned to that place, and, you know, he lived there, you know, very happily, and devotees would come through, Jiva Goswami came through, Narottam came through, and he would show them all these different places. He lived a very long time. Actually, he waited until Narottam Das Thakur came to get darshan there before he actually prepared to leave this world. So, in any rate, Ishan made this arrangement for them to wash their feet, and they both sat down. Both the lords sat down to eat their lunch. The scene resembled Sri Ram and Lakshman eating together in the house of Kushalya. They both began to eat just like in their former pastimes, with loving exchanges between them. Mother Sachi happily served them their food. Suddenly, the two plates of food turned into three plates right in front of her. The lords began to smile. Sachimata returned with more food, and instead of the two lords, she found two small boys, no more than 5 years old, sitting there. They were the most attractive boys. One was black, and one was white. Both had forearms and were naked. They were decorated with a conch shell, disc, club, a lotus, flower, and stick. They were also decorated with Sri Vatsa and Kastuba jewels and wore fish-shaped earrings. She saw her daughter-in-law within the heart of one of the boys, and then all of a sudden, she could not see anything anymore. Mother said she fell senseless to the ground at the sight of all this. Her whole body and her clothes became wet due to the tears of love. The rice that she was carrying in her hand scattered all over the room. Seeing this extraordinary scene, she began to swoon while laying on the floor. Mahaprabhu quickly got up and washed his hands and picked his mother up, saying, "Oh, mother, mother, please get up. Please, calm down. Why have you suddenly fallen to the ground?" After a while, Mother Sachi revived and quickly tied her hair back and did not speak a word, but simply cried inside her room. Breathing heavily, her entire body shook at what she had seen. She became filled with the love of God and forgot everything else. In the meantime, Ishan came, cleaned the room, the leftovers, and the kitchen paraphernalia. Ishan served Mother Sachi constantly. He was thus the most fortunate person within the entire 14 worlds. Like this, various pastimes were enacted every day in the house of Sachi. Except for the confidential servants, no one knew the purports of these pastimes. After they finished lunch, Mother Sachi anointed the bodies of Sri Gauranga and Nityananda with sandalwood paste. She then offered various items for worship, such as flower garlands, tambu, fragrant spices, and things of this nature. Seeing Nityananda satiated the eyes of Mother Sachi. She kept staring at Nityananda's face, being maddened by her affection for him. Lord Gauranga told his mother, "You must treat Nityananda as your own son. Take care of him more affectionately than you take care of me." Mother Sachi then looked at the face of Nityananda, thinking him to be her own son. And then she said, "From now on, you are my son. Please be kind to my Vishwambar. From today forward, both of you are my sons." Speaking like this, tears flowed constantly down Mother Sachi's cheeks. Out of motherly affection, she took Nityananda on her lap. Nityananda offered obeisances at Mother Sachi's feet, thinking her his affectionate mother. He sweetly said to her, "Mother, what you say is true. I can declare with confidence that I am actually your son. O Mother, please do not consider my offenses. Know for certain that I am without a doubt your son. Filled with the emotion of being Nityananda's mother, tears flowed from the eyes of Mother Sachi and her voice choked up. Both Gauranga and Nityananda merged in the ocean of motherly affection. By seeing the two sons, Mother Sachi became pleased and very pacified. Nice prashadam pastimes. Here we have Nityananda's... see, it's just the one I wanted to do. Sri Nityananda stayed at the house of Shivas Pandit. With great affection, he would address Shivas Pandit as his father. He was always in trance, absorbed in the mood of a child. He regularly drank the breast milk of Malini Devi. There was no milk in Malini Devi's breast, but by the touch of Nityananda's hands, it would become abundant with milk. This was only possible by Nityananda's inconceivable potency. Mother Malini experienced such wonderful things, but on the order of Lord Chaitanya, she never revealed these to anyone. She constantly beheld the childhood pastimes of Nityananda. Lord Vishrambar once said, "Nityananda, I'm afraid you will pick quarrels with others. Please, today especially, be calm and don't cause any mischief at Shrivas Pandit's house." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda at once remembered Krishna and said, I assure you, Lord Nityananda, I assure you that I assure you, you'll never find me to be naughty. Don't think of me to be like yourself." Vishrambar said, "Oh, no, no, I know you too well." Nityananda replied, "Oh, you know me? Well, then you tell me my faults." Gauranga smilingly said, "Oh, you want to know your faults? Ha! You have incarnated simply for the purpose of showering rice all over the room in anyone's home." Nityananda replied, "Oh, no, my lord. Only a madman does such a thing as that. I think you are simply trying to find an excuse not to feed me. You're enjoying your own rice, but you do not want to give me my share. How long do you think you'll be able to behave in such shameful ways?" Lord Vishwambar said, "Actually, I am ashamed of your conduct. That is why I'm trying to teach you." Nityananda then replied with a smile, "Oh, well, this is very good. Please, do teach me whatever you find me misbehaving in. Oh, my lord, you clearly understand that I'm a very naughty boy." Saying this, Nityananda looked at the Lord and laughed very heartily. In ecstatic love, Nityananda went into great rapture at this. He knew what he was doing. Suddenly, he took off his cloth and tied it around his head. He jumped and laughed repeatedly while wandering around the courtyard like a drunk man. Gadadhar, Srivas, and Haridas, they all began to laugh at this activities of Nityananda. For the sake of teaching, they were allowed to see such a form of Lord Nityananda. Then Vishrambar called Nityananda and said, "What are you doing? This is most improper in the home of a householder. Just now, you told me you would not act like a madman. But just see, now you've given up your own words. How can you make words, how can words make a person ashamed if he is totally devoid of his external consciousness? This is the cause of Nityananda's happiness." He simply floated in the ocean of bliss. Then the Lord personally put his own cloth on the body of Lord Nityananda. Such are the inconceivable activities of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu is like a maddened lion. He is only controlled by the words of Sri Chaitanya and no one else. Nityananda never eats food from his own hands. Malini Devi fed him like a loving son. This chaste mother knew the transcendental glories of Nityananda. Therefore, she served him exactly as a mother serves her son. One day, a crow came and took the bell metal bowl that kept ghee in it for the Geewiks and flew away into the forest. As soon as the crow went out of sight, Mother Molyneux became worried. The crow left the bowl in its nest and then returned. Molyneux saw that the crow's mouth was empty. The behavior of Srivas Pandit, who was very strict, worried her because he would be concerned that the ghee had been taken. Moreover, the bowl stolen was used for Krishna's ghee. She was afraid her husband would be very upset when he heard what happened. She was unable to know what she was going to do, and she began to cry. When Nityananda came and saw Molyneux Devi crying for some reason, he smiled and said, "My dear mother, why are you crying? Tell me, what is your distress, and I will surely relieve it." Molyneux Devi replied, "Oh, listen, Sripad Gosai, a crow has taken away the bowl we used to keep Krishna's ghee." Nityananda replied, "Mother, do not worry. I will get the bowl back." Nityananda then turned to the crow, and he said, "O crow, at once, go and bring back the bowl." Nityananda, of course, is the Lord in everyone's heart. Who can disobey Nityananda? Ordered by Nityananda, the crow immediately flew away. Molyneux Devi looked overwhelmed with lamentation. Suddenly, the crow came back into sight with the bowl in its mouth, placed the bowl in front of Molyneux, and then left. Molyneux Devi knew well the glories of Lord Nityananda. Seeing this wonderful incident, she swooned in ecstatic love. After recovering, she stood up with folded hands and began to offer prayers. In an earlier incarnation, you protected Sita during the exile as Lakshman. You never saw any of Sita's body except her feet. Your formidable arrows killed the family of Ravana. For you to bring the bowl from a crow is not such a wonderful thing. Seeing your great power, many persons fall at your lotus feet and offer prayers throughout the 14 worlds. For you to have the bowl from a crow, that is not such a wonderful thing. Still, your activities are not ordinary. Whatever you do is the truth. This is confirmed in all the four Vedas. Hearing Molyneux Devi's prayers, Nityananda began to smile. In his childhood mood, he said, "Oh, mother, I would like something to eat now." Nityananda's activities in this regards are all inconceivable. What more can I describe? Nityananda, the abode of effulgence and fully absorbed in ecstatic love, wandered all throughout Nadia day and night. Some may call Nityananda a yogi. Some may call him a knower of the truth. Let them say whatever they want to say. Let Nityananda be anybody to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still, I will keep the treasure of his lotus feet within my heart. Thus, Lord Nityananda resided at the house of Srivas Pandit. Sri Gauranga constantly protected him. One day, Lord Vishwambar was sitting peacefully at his house with Lakshmi Priya. Lakshmi Priya was supplying betel nut to the Lord with great happiness. Absorbed in the service of the Lord, she was unable to tell, is it daytime or is it nighttime? Whenever Mother Sachi saw Lakshmi Priya and Vishwambar sitting together, she became extremely happy at this sight. Knowing that seeing them together pleases his mother, the Lord would spend time with Lakshmi Priya. On one such occasion, Nityananda came into the house, absorbed in a complete mood of ecstasy. In a very childish mood, he was also completely naked. Fully absorbed in the love of God, he did not feel any shyness before Lord Gauranga. Gauranga asked, "Nityananda, where are your clothes?" Nityananda said, "Yes, yes, yes, yes." Gauranga said, "Oh, Gosai, why are you doing like this today?" Nityananda said, "No, no, I cannot eat anything today." Lord Gauranga then said, "I am asking you one thing, you are answering something else." Nityananda said, "No, no, I've already gone there 10 times today." Lord Gauranga then became angry and said, "No, that is not my fault." Nityananda then replied, "Your mother is not here. Where is she?" Lord Gauranga then said, "Please, please, put some clothes on." Nityananda said, "All right, yes, I will eat now." Nityananda Prabhu was fully maddened in the love of Lord Chaitanya. He heard something and answered something else. He kept on laughing in this regards. Lord Gauranga finally got up and personally put his cloth on Lord Nityananda. Nityananda, the son of Padmavati, kept on laughing, almost lost in a trance of ecstasy. Seeing the wonderful nature of Nityananda, Mother Sachi simply smiled. She considered Nityananda as her own son. She heard from everyone that Nityananda was none different from Vishwarupa, so this was logical. She alone often saw this with her own eyes. She, however, did not reveal these secrets to anyone. She showed spontaneous affection for Nityananda. After coming to his senses, Nityananda properly dressed himself. Mother Sachi then came and gave Nityananda 5 pieces of sandesh. Nityananda ate one and threw the other 4 on the floor. Mother Sachi said, "What? What will you eat now?" Nityananda said, "Well, if you want more, you'll have to give me more later." On entering into the kitchen, Mother Sachi found, to her surprise, that the 4 pieces of sandesh were back in the kitchen. Mother Sachi then murmured, "These sweets were thrown onto the floor. How is it that they're back in the kitchen?" In jubilant wonder, Sachi brought these sweets and again offered them to Nityananda. To her astonishment, she saw that Nityananda was already eating those sweets. Mother Sachi said, "My son, where did you get these sweets?" Nityananda replied, "At first I threw them away, but then seeing your distress, I brought them back." Seeing this wonderful act, Mother Sachi said, "Who is there who is unaware of the glories of Nityananda?" She then said to Nityananda, "Nitai, why are you deceiving me? I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now you remove the influence of your illusory energy from me." The qualities of Nityananda are unfathomable. They are a source of pleasure for the devotees and the cause of distress for the miscreants. Even Mother Ganga runs away from that sinful person who dares to blaspheme Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, who as Lord Anantasesha holds the universes on his hoods, is the king of the devotees. This is my heart's desire and prayer to the feet of the Vaishnavas. May Lord Nityananda, who is Lord Balaram, become my life and soul. Chapter 7. Sriman Mahaprabhu glorifies Lord Nityananda. Both Lord Vishwambar and Nityananda Prabhu thus lived in Navadvipa, enjoying various pastimes. Nityananda was always merged in an ocean of transcendental love of Krishna. He constantly behaved like an ordinary child. He loved everyone and spoke with everyone in a sweet language. He often danced, sang, played musical instruments, and laughed to himself. Sometimes, out of his own sentiment, he roared very loudly, striking everyone with wonder. In the rainy season, when the Ganges filled with the fierce waves and crocodiles, Nityananda fearlessly swam and floated in her waters. Though everyone who saw him floating in the Ganges would lament, shouting, "Alas, alas, crocodiles, crocodiles, crocodiles!" Nityananda floated in ecstasy among the crocodiles. He floated on the Ganges in the mood of Lord Ananta. Not understanding this, people became filled with lamentation. Sometimes, Nityananda would fall down unconscious in ecstasy. He would remain sometimes like this for 3 or 4 days. In this way, Nityananda enjoyed countless inconceivable pastimes. I am unable to describe them all, even with millions and millions of mouths. One day, by providence, Nityananda arrived where Vishwambar was sitting. As you can imagine, he was naked and smiling. Tears of love were constantly flowing from his eyes. He repeatedly shouted, Nimai Pandit of Nadia is my life and soul. Nimai Pandit of Nadia is my life and soul. Seeing the Inanda's enchanting, radiant, and naked form, Lord Gauranga himself began to smile and shake his head. He quickly took off the cloth on his own head and placed it around Nityananda. Nityananda simply laughed at this. The Lord then personally smeared sandalwood paste on the body of Lord Nityananda. He then put a flower garland on Nityananda. Sri Gauranga put Lord Nityananda in front of him and began to offer prayers to him, which the devotees listened to attentively. He prayed and glorified Nityananda as such. Your name is Nityananda. Your form is Nityananda. You are indeed the abode of eternal bliss, non-different from Lord Balaram. You are wandering through the holy places. Your accepting food is simply filled with eternal bliss. Who has the power to understand you? You are the supreme absolute truth and are as good as Krishna. The most magnanimous Nityananda was totally absorbed in the mellows of Sri Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wholly approved of whatever he did and whatever he said. Sri Gauranga asked Nityananda, please, give me a piece of your cloth. I desire to have it. After saying this, the Lord took a piece of cloth from Nityananda and tore it into small pieces. He then distributed that cloth to all the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya then said to all the Vaishnavas, all of you, tie this piece of cloth around your arms or head. What to speak of the Vaishnavas, even the masters of mystic perfection desire a piece of this cloth. One can surely get devotional service to Vishnu only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Know for certain that Nityananda is complete potency of the Supreme Lord. There is no one more dear to Krishna than Nityananda. He eternally serves Krishna as a companion, a bed, an ornament, an associate, and a brother. The qualities of Nityananda are incomprehensible to the Vedas. He is the father, the protector, and the friend of all living entities. His dealings are full of transcendental mellows for Krishna. If one serves Nityananda, he will attain loving devotional service to Krishna without a doubt. Therefore, all of you should tie this cloth of Nityananda's around your heads with great devotion. You should worship this cloth in your homes with great respect. And that's a piece of cloth to get. I'm sure that my friend Varun knows where that cloth is. Receiving the order of the Lord, all the devotees respectfully tied the cloth of Nityananda upon their heads. Sri Gauranga then continued, listen, my devotees, all of you drink the water that has just washed the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Just by drinking that water, you will get unflinching devotion to Krishna. There is no doubt about it. Instructed in this way by the Lord, all the devotees then washed the lotus feet of Nityananda and drank the water very respectfully. In fact, every devotee drank the water 5 or 7 times. Nityananda was, however, so lost in rapture that he just continued to laugh, not being aware of what was going on. Mahaprabhu Sri Gauranga personally distributed the Charanamrita of Lord Nityananda with great jubilation. After drinking that water, all the devotees went insane and loudly chanted, Hari, Hari! Someone said, oh, today my life has become most successful. Another person said, today I have finally become a servant of Krishna. Someone else said, oh, today is the most auspicious day for me. And another person said, the water that has washed the feet of Lord Nityananda is indeed very tasty. The taste of sweetness in my mouth does not diminish at all. What a wonderful influence of the Charanamrita of Lord Nityananda is on everyone. As soon as all the devotees drank it, they became agitated with love of God. Some of them danced. Some of them sang. Some of them rolled across the floor. Others shouted very loudly. Then all the devotees together joined happily for Nam Sankirtan. Overwhelmed with ecstasy, they all began to dance in the ecstasy of the holy name. Soon, Sri Gaurachanda rose and began to dance wonderfully while roaring like a lion. Instantly, Nityananda also got up, and then both the lords began to dance around all of the devotees. Someone fell into another person, who then caught that person in their arms. And someone tried to take the dust of that person's feet and put it on their head. Someone tried to embrace another one, and they both began to cry. In this way, it is very difficult to describe the activities of the devotees during this kirtan. No one was afraid to dance with the lords. Both the lords and their servants all danced together very joyfully. Nityananda and Chaitanya embraced each other joyfully while dancing in ecstasy. Being mad with transcendental loving mellows, the Lord of Vaikuntha danced among his associates. The pastimes of the Lord are endless. The Vedas describe these pastimes, such as appearances and disappearances. After dancing throughout the day, Lord Gaurahari then sat down surrounded by his devotees. He clapped his hands three times and said in a very grave and pretentious manner, "Whoever puts faith and devotion in this Nityananda Sarup actually has faith and devotion in me." Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva constantly worship his lotus feet. Therefore, all of you should keep love and devotion for Lord Nityananda. If anyone maintains even a tinge of enmity towards Nityananda, then even if such a person is a devotee, he is not dear to me. If the air that has touched Nityananda's body touches anyone else, that person will never find that Krishna leaves them. Hearing these words from the Lord, all the devotees exclaimed, "Jai, Jai, Jai!" If one hears these topics of Lord Nityananda with devotion, then Lord Gaurachandra becomes his life and soul. Those who have personally seen these pastimes of Nityananda Sarup certainly know his glories. The dear, fortunate associates of Lord Chaitanya know many such wonderful activities of Lord Nityananda. These are the kinds of activities that we just can only hope to somehow witness in devotional service. The grand bathing ceremony of Nityananda at the house of Raghava Pandit. O brothers and sisters, please listen attentively to the topics that describe the glories of Nityananda Chandra. One day, Sri Gaurasundar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing in the human form, sat alone with Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, magnanimous Nityananda, go immediately to Navadvipa. I promised that I would drown everyone, including the fools, the fallen, and the sinners, in the ocean of Krishna Prema. If you remain here with me in Puri as an ascetic, keeping a vow of silence and concealing your enthusiasm, who will deliver the fallen souls of this world? You are the bestower of love and devotion. Please tell me, if you must always check yourself, what is the use of your incarnation? If you want to make my words true, then return to Bengal at once. Deliver everyone by giving prema bhakti to the foolish, the fallen, the low class, and the distressed." Instructed by Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda promptly left for Bengal with his own associates, Ramdas, Gadadhar Das, Raghunath Vaidya, who were filled with love of Godhead and devotion, Krishnadas Pandit, Parameshwar Das, and the most blissful Pundarananda Pandit, all went with Nityananda Sarup to Bengal. As he began his journey, he first induced his associates to become ecstatic. They all forgot themselves. There was no end to the ecstatic symptoms that arose in their bodies. For example, the mood of Sri Gopal manifest in the body of Ramdas, the foremost among the Vaishnavas. On the way, Ramdas transfigured into a threefold bending form and remained unconscious for 9 hours. Gadadhar Das, absorbed in the mood of Radhika, suddenly began to laugh loudly, saying, "Who will buy my yogurt? Who will buy my yogurt?" The broad-minded Raghunath Vaidya Upadhyaya displayed the mood of Revati. Both Krishna Das and Parmeshwar Das constantly created mischief in the mood of cowherd boys. Purandar Pandit climbed on a tree and jumped up and down in the tree saying, "I am the great Andaga." Nityananda, the origin of Sri Ananta, inspired every one of his associates in their original moods. They all walked very fast, sometimes forgetting themselves, and sometimes walking in the wrong direction. They often asked the local people, "Brothers, tell us, where can we reach the bank of the Ganges?" And the people would say, "You're going in the wrong way. You've just wasted 6 hours of your journey." Getting proper directions, they would then return to their original path. When they asked again for the right path, the people told them to take a 20-mile detour to reach the original path. All of them smilingly walked down the road with no concerns about the directions they were going in. They did not know their own selves, what to speak of the roads they were walking on. None of them felt the urges of the body, such as hunger, thirst, fear, or distress. They were totally merged in bliss. No one can describe the unlimited pastimes of Lord Nityananda and his associates on the way to Bengal. Nityananda, the source of Sri Anantade, finally reached the village of Panihati on the banks of the Ganges. Nityananda, along with his associates and devotees, arrived at the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati. Raghava Pandit was overjoyed to see Nityananda. Simakaradvarakara, who was a disciple of Raghava Pandit, was also extremely happy. Nityananda Prabhu, along with his associates, lived happily in the village of Panihati for some time. He would roar there in great ecstasy, always overwhelmed with prema. He would go into a rapturous trance. When Nityananda tried to dance, three famous singers would quickly assemble there. The most pious, Madhava Ghosh, who is expert in doing kirtan, and there is no better singer in the world. He is actually known in Vrindavan and is a very dear singer to Nityananda Swarup. All three of these brothers, Madhava, Govinda, and Vasudev Ghosh, would begin to sing, and the Supreme Lord Nityananda would begin to dance. When the most powerful Avadhut Nityananda danced, it seemed as if the earth shook with every step. Nityananda continued chanting the name of Hari and shouted loudly. Seeing his tottering dancing, people were struck with wonder. Sometimes he glanced on someone while he was dancing. That person would then fall to the ground in love of God and feel transcendental mellows. This marked the auspicious beginning of Nityananda's deliverance of the fallen souls. He danced for a very long time, showing all the signs of ecstasy. After some time, he sat down on a throne and ordered his servants, "Perform my abhishek." All the devotees headed by Raghava Pandit quickly arranged the abhishek, bringing thousands of pitchers of Ganges water mixed with various sweet perfumes. With great satisfaction, they poured the scented water upon the head of Lord Nityananda. Everyone chanted Hari Hari on all sides. They all recited suitable mantras while doing the abhishek and sang Nityananda's glorification. All his associates submerged themselves in the ocean of bliss. After the abhishek, they dried him and put new cloth on him, then applied sandalwood paste to his body. They decorated his broad chest with a beautiful collection of flower garlands mixed with tulsi. They then set a throne decorated with gold before the Lord. Lord Nityananda sat on that throne while Raghava Pandit held an umbrella above his head. The devotees began to glorify him, and there arose a crying sound from all sides. Everyone raised their hands and exclaimed, "Oh, save us, save us, save us, Nityananda." They all fell into a rapture of Krishna prema. Lord Nityananda, absorbed in his own blissful mood, glanced at everyone showering prema, love of God, upon them. Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "Raghava Pandit, please make me a garland of kadamba flowers and bring it to me very quickly. I am very fond of Kadamba flowers. In fact, I always reside in the forest of Kadamba. Raghavananda folded his hands and came very humbly before the Lord. My dear Lord, it is not the season for Kadambas. There are no Kadamba flowers on the trees. Nityananda said, are you sure of that? Maybe you should go and look in your garden. There may be a flower or two here or there. Raghava Pandit said, my Lord, as you request, I will go and look. And Raghava Pandit went out and looked, and he saw that, to his surprise, there was a tree that was not a Kadamba tree, filled with Kadamba flowers. It was a lemon tree, but it was producing Kadamba flowers. And the colors and the fragrance of these flowers, just seeing one would free one from all material bondage. Seeing these beautiful Kadamba flowers, Raghava Pandit began to swoon in ecstasy himself. He quickly controlled his emotions, gathered up all the Kadamba flowers, made a quick garland, and brought it before Nityananda. Nityananda was very pleased and said, yes, I will accept. The sweet fragrance of Kadamba flowers overwhelmed the Vaishnavas, and they all felt very, very happy. Suddenly, the most wonderful thing happened. Everyone could smell the scent of another wonderful flower. The enchanting aroma of the Dhammanaka flower filled all the 10 directions. Nityananda smilingly said, listen, brothers, can you tell me what I smell? Everyone folded their hands and replied, we smell the fragrance of many wonderful flowers. The smell comes from the all 10 directions. Nityananda, out of his causeless mercy, began to explain some very confidential topics. Listen to the mystery of this fragrance, for I shall all tell you all in detail. Today, Chaitanya Gosai himself came here from Nilachala to hear our kirtan. He wore a garland of Dhammanaka flowers and sat under that tree unseen. All the four directions filled with the aroma of that wonderful garland he had on. To see your chanting and your dancing, the Lord came all the way from Nilachala. Give up all other affairs and always sing the glories of Krishna. May all of you forever glorify Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra and be fully merged in the ocean of Krishna Prema. Saying this, Nityananda shouted very loudly and showered love of God in all directions. Being drenched in a rain of prema, everyone swooned in ecstasy. Oh, dear brothers, please hear the potency of Nityananda Prabhu and how he awarded prema bhakti to everyone in the world. By his mercy, everyone easily received prema bhakti from the gopis of Vrindavan, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. As Nityananda sat on the golden throne, all his associates continued to dance in front of him. Someone climbed a tree and walked on the leaves of that tree, and yet did not fall down. Someone else roared like a lion and caught the root of that tree and pulled it out of the ground while chanting, Hari, Hari! Someone went into the nearby forest of betel nuts and gathered 5 or 6 trees together. With immense strength, due to love of Godhead, they uprooted all these different trees. All the symptoms of love mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, such as shedding tears, being stunned, heavy breathing, perspiring, hair standing on end, roaring loudly, faltering of voice, paleness, and falling unconscious, were fully manifest in the bodies of everyone by the causeless mercy of Nityananda. In any direction Nityananda Mahasaya mercifully glanced, he showered love and devotion. Anyone Nityananda looked upon would fall unconscious due to ecstatic Krishna prema. They would try to catch hold of Nityananda, who was simply sitting on his golden throne. Lord Nityananda invested his energies in all of his chief associates. They became omniscient. Their words became perfect. They looked as beautiful as Cupid, Whomever they touched with their hands was overwhelmed with love of God and forgot everything else. Nityananda Prabhu lived like this in the village of Panihati for 3 months and continued his pastimes of distributing love of God and devotion to all. For 3 months in Panihati, all the devotees were lost in an ecstatic trance. I mean, we get a really good kirtan going for, you know, a couple of hours, and okay, oh, maybe while, you know, it's an hour and a half kirtan, everybody's just like, oh man, this is so amazing. You know, sometimes Madhava gets a kirtan going for like 6 hours, you know, and it's all this. For 3 months, the devotees were completely beside themselves. They stopped all of their bodily activities during this time. They did not eat for 3 months. All they did was dance continuously in ecstatic bliss. The blissful pastimes of Nityananda enjoyed in the village of Panihati will be described in the four Vedas. Who can describe the extent of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda that he performed in just 1.5 hours? From time to time, he would personally get up from the golden throne and dance with his devotees. Sometimes he would sit in a hero's posture. It's a hero's posture. And encourage all the devotees to dance. The dancing of all of his servants flooded all the surroundings of Panihati with Krishna prema. Just as banana trees fall flat in the force of a storm, so the devotees fell flat, overwhelmed by the happiness of prema. As Lord Nityananda was personally overwhelmed by ecstatic love of God, he turned all the devotees into models of himself. He constantly engaged in the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna introduced by Sri Chaitanya and encouraged all the devotees to do likewise. Anyone who came to see him was overwhelmed with Krishna prema. Such was the example of his distribution of love of Krishna. Whenever any servant of Lord Nityananda desired to hear something, to have something, he would immediately get it. Everyone merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss, and no one knew how that 3 months of time passed. Now, these activities described here by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they kind of might make one question. Nityananda? Personality of Godhead? These are some pretty peculiar pastimes. And as a matter of fact, there was one such person. All glories to Sri Gauranga. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to the devotees of the Lord. Lord Nityananda happily enjoyed the pastimes of Nam Sankirtan with his servants. As he previously enjoyed his pastimes in Vrindavan, Nityananda now enacted his pastimes in Navadvip. He made everyone in this world fully attached to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu, the abode of transcendental effulgence, wandered all over Navadvip with his most enthusiastic associates. He decorated himself with beautiful ornaments and flower garlands. Betel nut and camphor reddened his lips. Seeing the extraordinary pastimes of Nityananda, many people became happy, while others did not know what to make of him. A brahmana lived in Navadvip who was a classmate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the mysterious behavior of Nityananda, the brahmana developed a doubt. He had firm faith and devotion in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra, but he failed to understand the potency of Nityananda's sarup. Once, this brahmin traveled to Nilachala for some days. He regularly visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for he had firm feet in his lotus feet. One day, he wanted to ask something of the Lord in private. The brahmana said, "O Lord, I would like to ask something if you will allow me. If you really think that I am your servant, then please answer my question. I do not understand what this Nityananda Avaduta is doing in Navadvip. Everyone says he's a sannyasi, but to everyone's surprise, he chews betel nut with camphor, A sannyasi is not supposed to touch gold and so on, but Nityananda decorates his whole body with gold and silver and pearls. He abandons the copan and saffron robes and dresses in fine and luxurious clothing. He also puts sandalwood paste all over his body. Why does he carry an iron stick instead of a sannyasdanda? And he's always mingling with sudras. I don't find his behavior in accordance with the scriptures. So as a result, a doubt has arisen in my heart. Everyone addresses him as an exalted person, but he doesn't follow any rules and regulations of his ashram. My dear Lord, if you think me to be your servant, then please explain to me the truth. Since the pious Brahmin inquired from the Lord at an auspicious moment, Lord Gaurasundar was very happy to immediately explain everything to him. Listen, my dear Brahmin. Faults and defects do not affect an exalted person. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 20th chapter, 36th verse, we find, quote, material piety and sin, which arise from the good and evil of this world, cannot exist within my unalloyed devotees, who, being free from material hankering, maintain steady spiritual consciousness in all circumstances. Indeed, such devotees have achieved me, the Supreme Lord, who am beyond that which can be perceived by material intelligence. The Lord continued, as water does not touch a lotus leaf, so too no faults touch Nityananda Swarup. O Brahmana, know that Krishna Chandra eternally resides in Nityananda's body. Those who disregard an exalted person will suffer miseries and reap sinful reactions. The Puranas say that if anyone other than Lord Shiva drinks poison, he will certainly die. We also find in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 33rd chapter, verses 29 to 30, quote, Sukadev Goswami says, the status of powerful controllers is not harmed by any apparent audacious transgression of morality we may see in them, for they are just like fire, which devours everything fed into it and remains unpolluted. Lord Chaitanya continued, one who is not a great controller should never imitate the behavior of ruling personalities, even mentally. If, out of foolishness, an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not Rudra would destroy himself if they tried to drink an ocean of poison. The Lord continued, thus, those criticizing an exalted person without knowing his glories suffer miseries life after life from this fault. Even if an exalted person does something improper, what to speak of criticizing him, if one even laughs at him, such a person is doomed. Srimad Bhagavatam gives these truths. One can also hear from the mouth of a bona fide spiritual master. Listen attentively to the results of laughing at the behavior of exalted persons as given in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord then goes on to explain the activities of Krishna and Balaram as children and how one day Devaki addressed both Krishna and Balaram, said, you lords are masters of mystic perfection. Both of you are the personalities of Godhead. Both of you are the fathers of the entire universe. I know that you are both the cause of all creations. I desire to have my sons back that Yamaraj has taken. So in this way, that whole pastime is given here about how the different personalities that are controllers of the universe are all subject to Krishna. It's a very long telling that by Lord Chaitanya. And then he finishes up here stating that whether there is perfection or not in the servants of Lord Chuta, there could be a doubt. But for his devotees who are engaged in his service, this is never a doubt. Lord Chaitanya then continued, O Brahmana, I have explained the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam to you. Do not maintain the slightest doubt about the character of Nityananda Swarup. He is the most exalted personality. Unfortunate people are unable to understand him. Accept his uncommon activities. Then you will surely be delivered. He incarnated simply to deliver the fallen souls. He will liberate all living beings. His dealings are above all rules and regulations. Who has the power to understand Nityananda? Anyone who blasphemes Nityananda without knowing his unfathomable qualities, even if that person achieved Vishnu Bhakti, is doomed in this life. O Brahmana, now go to Navadvipa and explain this truth I have told you to everyone. If you hear anyone blaspheme Nityananda in any way, no one will be able to protect that person from Yamaraja's punishment. One who loves him actually loves me. I am telling you the truth. Even if Nityananda marries a Muslim girl or enters a wine shop, he is still worshipable by even Lord Brahma. This is my verdict. Lord Chaitanya himself then spoke the following verse. And the verse about Nityananda marrying a Muslim girl or entering a wine shop. The Lord's words made the Brahmin very, very happy. He gained immense faith in the lotus feet of Nityananda and returned to Navadvipa with such faith in his heart. Arriving in Navadvipa, the fortunate Brahmana first went to Nityananda Prabhu's house. He begged forgiveness for all his offenses in his mind from Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda bestowed his mercy upon him. Such are the dealings of Nityananda Swarup. They are unknown in the Vedas and incomprehensible to ordinary men. From the spiritual point of view, Nityananda is the master of the mystic yoga. He is also known as Adidev Dharana Dara, the original personality who holds the universes on his heads. He has thousands of heads, and his body is eternal and pure. Without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, no one can know Nityananda. Some say, oh, he is Balaram. And others say, he is the dearest associate of Sri Chaitanya. Another will say, he is the most effulgent plenary portion of the personality of Godhead. Still another will declare, we don't understand it all. If one calls Nityananda a living entity, a devotee, a learned scholar, it doesn't matter. Nityananda Prabhu may be anyone to Sri Chaitanya, but I will still keep his lotus feet within my heart. He is my Lord and I am his servant, birth after birth. I pray to everyone to bless me, to always remain in this way. Sri Gaurasundar is the Lord of my Lord. I always keep this faith within my heart. Will that day ever come when I will see Chaitanya and Nityananda surrounded by their devotees? All glories to Mahaprabhu Gaurachandra. He kindly gave me the association of Nityananda and then took him away from me. Still, O Gaurahari, favor me so that I will never forget you and Nityananda Prabhu. Wherever you both appear, let me also appear there as your servant. In this way, accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of their lotus feet. God, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Just a short reading tonight. I just felt in the mood to read about Nityananda. It lightens everyone's day just to hear about these wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda. Everybody should get a copy of this book if you don't have one. Nityananda Charitamrita, Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's just filled with endless nectar. All right. Hare Krishna.